Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I am Farm Director Joel Gill for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. We speak with Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing. He joined us during our Friday noontime news and just talking about local, statewide, federal issues, government shutdown, no farm bill, and also low markets. We talked to Dan about those topics and more. But first of all, Dan also is a dairy farmer, and they're busy harvesting as well. He mentioned soybeans have been pretty much all taken care of. Now they're working on corn.
Yeah, so we're a jolly ways along on the beans, but we just had that misty type weather, and so wanted to switch over to corn so we could at least make an attempt of getting dry corn stocks again this year. And, you know, looking at the forecast, there are you know, chances of rain, but nevertheless, I think we can sneak out some good stocks for bedding for the cattle.
You know, Dan, having you on today to talk more besides harvest, but, you know, there's a lot of issues in agriculture. We're in day 17 of a government shutdown, and, you know, there's been a ripple of effects for agriculture during this situation.
Yeah, it's one of those things. The FSA is a great partner, and you really don't realize everything they do until you're in a situation where, you know, they're shut down and you can't access, whether it's the resources, financial resources, or, you know, the knowledge resource. But I know we've had several calls on not getting the grain checks endorsed. Obviously, when you have these payments due and you've got a grain check sitting there, but FSA's name is also on it, needs to be signed, and when there's nobody to do that, it is creating some uncertainty. Obviously, CRP payments and things like that aren't going, but, you know, and our message is, get the politics out of it. Let's get the government moving again and find some kind of solution. What that is, I'm not going to speculate, but get a solution so that the government can get rolling again and then work out your differences on whatever issues you want to on both sides in Washington.
You know, Dan, there's concerns whether you milk cows, you're growing soybeans and corn or whatever it may be. There's sure concerns no matter what aspect of ag you're in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And everyone is different, and everyone is critically important to that person. Obviously, if you don't grow soybeans, but you do milk cows, it's, you don't really care about the soybeans, but the soybean farmer who doesn't milk cows is worried. So it's all important, and it all needs to work together. And so, you know, there's issues on every front that we're trying to advocate for or correct. And so that's part of the organization that we're part of, is trying to make sure we can fight on all sides.
You know, we were hoping to see a quote skinny farm bill pass yet, but, you know, that's kind of been put on the back burner with this government stuff going on.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It really is frustrating. Here, we've been more than patient with Congress to get this farm bill done. Obviously, about 80% of it was taken care of in reconciliation, but there's still issues that need to be corrected. There's policy issues that need to be addressed, and quite honestly, there's still some financial aspects that could use some tweaking and tuning, and so enough's enough. Let's get this thing done. And that was our message. I was out in D.C. here beginning October as well as in September. And enough's enough. Farmers have been patient. Let's get the certainty, get that behind us. Then we can really hone in on other specific issues. But the certainty that a farm bill can bring is helpful, especially to the bankers or the loan officers that really we rely on to make sure our businesses have the capital that's needed to work.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing joining us. I know the governor and other legislative leaders have been out around the state. Have you had a chance to take in any of that? I think you did, right? The governor was down by, what, Lakeville? Was that right?
Yeah, so down in Faribault the other day, the governor had a press conference and talked about the importance of trade in soybeans. But beyond that, it was more of a farm economy, where we're at. And my message was, we're getting pushed on both sides. We have low commodity prices. We're selling into the third year of low commodity prices. Obviously, soybeans were a little less than they are now last year at this time. And so we're selling into the third year of depressed prices. Plus, we've got the record high input prices on the front side, on the crop end of it, obviously that all plays a factor into livestock as well. So, you know, the beef prices have been hanging in there. Consumer demand still is holding, which, you know, with the prices the way they are, I sell beef as well. And I thought for sure the price would start to feel some pressure, but it hangs in there really, really quite well. But obviously the milk end of it, I'd like to see a little better price there. And, you know, trade is one aspect, and everybody wants to point at trade, but there are bigger issues. If we solve trade, that's one aspect. It's not going to solve the whole equation. We didn't get into this situation overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight, but we sure well can try and claw our way back up out of it.
You know, Dan, I'm glad you bring up the input scenario, too. And folks, you know, maybe they're buying their seed for next year, trying to get some discounts and stuff, too. And they're trying to factor in, and they're not seeing any lower prices on that side of the coin either.
No, exactly. And we actually sell seed, or I sell seed as well. And at our kickoff meeting, I told my growers that the prices were steady, maybe a couple softened up. But I said, not nearly as much as the market price has softened up. So we're not feeling a whole lot of relief there. Fertilizer, of course, is record high. I'm going to actually hold off on putting any P&K out there till next spring, hoping something corrects. By then, I haven't pre-booked anything. So I don't know where to go. And obviously, Chuck Grassley has a bill that's proposed on a little bit more transparency on the fertilizer side of things, and that might be a start. Just trying to figure out why are our inputs so high when the availability, obviously, potash comes across the border, northern border, but that's been excluded largely from the tariffs. That's at a 10% tariff. So I don't know, but there needs to be some digging as far as where is that input price coming from.
Yeah, some transparency definitely warranted, I would assume. And, you know, Dan, before I let you go, I know you got a busy day, but your state convention is, what, roughly 4 weeks away, and that's for all the policy. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot to discuss here in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. That's really one of the most enjoyable events for myself, is to hear from our members, get to see them and visit with them. But yeah, our policy book is developed there. It's reapproved every year. We go through changes, whether it's additions or deletions. And what we add in there, our resolutions committee will go sift through all of the resolutions that came in from all of the counties over their county annual meetings that have taken place over the last several months, and get that board or that delegate packet together. And then our delegates vote on it up or down. And really gives us our marching orders. But beyond that, great programming, some kind, just a fun atmosphere, and that's something that we strive for, is to make it informational, but also make it entertaining and fun, and make you actually want to come to a meeting. Sometimes those meetings like that can be dull and boring, but we try and make it fun so that everybody walks away with a invigorated feeling for what they're doing in their communities and in their lives.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing joining us here on your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. Your report this week and every week is brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.